You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He is
good. Yes, He is good. As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also, be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Praise the Lord and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall. I am again excited, glad, and joyful about being here today and having another opportunity to share the heart of God, to share the things that God is revealing to me about myself and who I really am in Him. Amen. And in sharing those personal things and sharing the Word of God and how God speaks to me and the things that He demonstrates, I will be able to encourage you today and to set your feet on a sure thing, which is the rock, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. And that's a solid rock. And if you're standing on it, doesn't matter what comes at you, what storm, how the winds blow, you will be unshakable and unmovable. And that is God's heart desire for you to be unshakable and unmovable in Him, completely planted in Him. The series I'm about to start this week is entitled, Where Do You Live? Where Are You Going? Where do you live? Where are you going? These questions are spiritual questions that need to be answered. Don't leave them unanswered because it's significant to the type of impact that it will have on your life in the earth. While you're here in the earth, you are in this realm, in this earth realm, amen, but you are a spirit being in this earth realm. Glory to God. So everything that we see, when we look around, everything that we see from nature to cities, bridges, you know, buildings and highways and roads, all of this began in the unseen realm. Before it existed, it was either in the mind of God or in the mind of man. Unfortunately, because of man's fall in the garden, what we see are many things that have come out of the mind of man and mostly under the influence of the prince of this air, the prince of this world, and his name is Satan. So what we see, what's existing right now in civilization, is a distortion and an illusion. Those two words are important. Distortion and an illusion. And I think I need to define those words. I hadn't planned on it, but distortion and illusion is popping out. So I'm going to take a moment and we are going to look at the definition of distortion and illusion. Distortion. Distortion is the action of giving a misleading account or impression, a misrepresentation, a perversion, a falsification. The definition of an illusion is a thing that is or is likely to be wrongly perceived or interpreted by the senses, a deception, a deceptive appearance or impression, a misconception, a false idea or belief, a mirage, a hallucination, a delusion, a phantom, an apparition, a fantasy, a trick. This is what is being offered in this world outside of God. We get offered distortions, I should put an S on that, and illusions. And what we have been seeing in the world is an increase in the distortions and the illusions, and now it is falling apart or it's breaking down before many of us and leaving us angry and bitter, depressed, sad, unhappy, confused, lost, to name a few. In this series, as we look at where are you living and where you're going, we're going to look at the Word of God and what the Scriptures say, and we're going to apply it in a way that we can practically see how we may have been living under a distortion or an illusion, where we may have been believing something that is not really truth, but it is something that has been passed down and accepted as truth. And we may have heard it many times. It may have been expressed and explained many times, and we've been exposed to it, and we've accepted it without realizing that it is not truth. This is truth. If you are saved, you are no longer a subject of the kingdom of darkness, but you are a subject of the kingdom of light. Let's go to 1 Colossians, and I'll start in verse 13. I'm going to read verse 13 and 14. I'm going to read actually two versions out of the Message Bible, and the other one is the English Standard version. The Message Bible says it this way. God rescued us from dead end alleys and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of the Son he loves so much. The Son who got us out of the pit we were in, got rid of the sins we were doomed to keep repeating. The English Standard says it this way: He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. So let's look at this word domain, because we've been delivered from the domain of darkness, right? This domain. So a domain is an area of territory owned or controlled by a ruler or government. So who is the ruler of the domain of darkness? Satan. That's his territory. And when I talk about darkness, I'm talking about spiritual darkness. In the Amplified, that scripture reads this way: For he has rescued us and has drawn us to himself from the dominion of darkness and has transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption because of his sacrifice, resulting in the forgiveness of our sins and the cancellation, hallelujah, of sin's penalty. The cancellation of sin's penalty. The cancellation. The cancellation. In the Amplified, it refers to the dominion of darkness. And dominion is sovereignty or control, influence, power, lordship. We've been rescued, transferred to the kingdom of his beloved Son, into this kingdom of light. And redemption, this redemption that we've received, redemption is just an action of regaining or gaining possession of something in exchange for payment or clearing a debt. Clearing a debt. When we say that we are redeemed, we are saying that we've been bought back. A payment has been made, and the debt that we owed has been cleared. So that's something you don't have to be concerned about anymore, about the debt that you owe. Jesus has paid it all. Jesus has paid it all. So that gives us another focus, a focus that leads us into the journey of walking in the light, which is where we have been transferred. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And on this journey of walking in the light, we cannot be looking at the darkness and looking at the light at the same time. We need to be looking in the direction that we are going, which is important to stay in that place where you're recognizing that the old man is dead. No matter how you feel, no matter what you remember about that old life, and even some of the emotions that may be attached or thinking that may be attached, that is just a residue of what is left over. That we just take the word of God, which is like a water, and that just continues to wash us and purify us of that leftover residue that we have from the old man in the way that we think and some of the attitudes that we have and some of our practices. But we have to maintain a focus where we are looking at the light, that we are following Christ, that we are keeping our eyes on Jesus. I want to read another scripture, and this is out of Colossians. Acts. Acts 17, and it is verse 28. It says, "For in him we live and move and exist." That is, in him we actually have our being. This is out of the Amplified Bible. In the Message Bible, it reads like this: "He's not remote," which means he's not somewhere off distant. "He's near. We live and move in him. Can't get away from him." Whether you stay aware of it, that's another story. But the truth is, once you've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of his beloved son, Jesus Christ, which is where we've been placed, we are now living and moving. In fact, let me step back a moment. Because even before we've declared Jesus as Lord of our lives, and even though we've been living apart from God, we still have been living and moving and having our being in him, because he is the life force that even brings us into existence. And we're walking around unsaved. We're walking around in him and moving around in him and having our existence in him, but we're unaware. That's like walking through a pathway that's filled with golden coins, all kinds of food, delicious foods and banquet tables, all kinds of good friends. And you're walking in the midst of all of that, but you're unaware. And because you're unaware, you're unable to partake, to take part in it, to lay hold of it and to claim it and to allow it to be a part of your life. What you see is the darkness that's all around you. Whatever is wrong, whatever is not going right, that's basically consuming your vision when you're moving in that kingdom of darkness. And even in those moments when you think that you are happy, it's an illusion. Which is why it comes and it goes. What God gives us, which is his joy and his peace, it is always present. It doesn't shift and it doesn't change. And if we're not experiencing God's joy and his peace, it's not because he's shifting and changing, it's us. We're shifting. We're shifting our eyes and we're being distracted by something else, by some distortion, by some illusion. And there are plenty of them. So it is important to establish an awareness every day when you wake up. Even if you don't read the scripture, you know, some people get hung up on the fact, well, I got up, I didn't pray. You know, maybe you didn't get down on your knees or just get into a formal prayer mode, or you didn't read the scriptures. But to have a consciousness where you are always aware that you are living and moving and having your being in him, that you are not separated and you're not apart from God. And you don't need to allow your sin to keep you from seeing him and from moving in that truth that you're never separated from him because you have been redeemed. And what that definition I read about redemption means that you've had, the price has been paid. It's been, in fact, overpaid. And you no longer have a debt when it comes to sin. There's no penalty to be paid because the penalty has been paid. So don't allow sin to trap you into thinking that now you're separated from God. No, you're not separated from God. You live, you move, and you have your being in him. And as you continue to live like that, you will find that sin will begin to just fade away. In fact, as you begin to receive more of this perfect love that God has for you, you know, you no longer even have a desire for things that you may have had desires for. And so we're going to look at in the weeks ahead, I should say. I was getting ready to say the days ahead, but I don't come on every day. But in the weeks ahead, on these Thursdays, we're going to be looking at what that means to live, move, and have our being in him. And as I said earlier, at the top of the broadcast, that what we see in the natural, it all began in the unseen realm. So a lot of things that you may be seeing in your life, you may be seeing broken relationships, you may be seeing maybe a lack of finances, you may be seeing health, bad health, whatever it is that you're seeing in that natural realm, remember that it began in the unseen realm. And the work of the Holy Spirit is to expose those thoughts and beliefs, which are intangible. Those thoughts and beliefs are things that we can't see, right? Because it's consciousness. But it shapes our life. And so we're going to learn how to live, move, and have our being in this kingdom of the beloved Son, Christ Jesus. It says that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, being in heaven, but it says that we're already seated. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where we are spiritually. And once we drop off these physical bodies, and the final part of redemption comes, the redeeming of these physical bodies, amen, we will see that we are with him. We are already with him. We're already seated in heavenly places. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I am going to probably stop at this point. And as we go, I really want to focus on living, moving, and having our being and what that really means. And then we'll move into that next question, where are we going? But we want to be established in walking in a way that we're not separated from God. That we're not thinking in a way that says that God is not with me. And so that means that, you know, when the scripture says to stand guard, to guard your heart, you know, that means being at attention. You've got to be focused so that the things that come at you, because in this world that is filled with distortions and illusions, and you know what creates those distortions and illusions are lies. Lies create distortions and illusions. There's a lot of fear right now because those distortions and illusions cannot hold up, okay? They cannot hold up. But praise God that we have the truth available to us so that we are able to see above all this stuff that we're seeing on this level where the illusions and the delusions and the distortions where that's happening, we can live above that. It's almost like taking off in a spaceship and looking down on the planet. We can move above that and we can live above that, and that it has been made available for us to live in that place. And that it's a real place. And as we begin to live in this unseen place, it will impact the seen things, the things that we see in the natural, in such a way that we are going to be amazed. We're going to be amazed how life changes for us just because we're living, moving, and having our being in Him. Glory to God. Praise Him, for He's worthy to be praised. Amen. So I'm gonna pause right there. Let me pray. Father, I praise You and I glorify Your name. I give thanks unto You. I thank You for Your Son. I thank You for, after Your Son left the earth, that You sent us the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, and He is our teacher, He's our friend, He's our confidant, He's our comforter. We thank You that You live on the inside of us, that the kingdom of God is within. We thank You that we are never separated from Your love, which is perfect, and that perfect love drives out fear. We thank You that You have not given us a spirit of fear, but You have given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. We thank You. We thank You that Your word is alive, that it is also a weapon that we can use to fight our spiritual battles. I thank You, Lord God, that those who are hearing this message and who come alongside with me, that You are working a great work in their minds and in their hearts, that they will see great breakthrough, that they will, with their mighty spiritual weapons, be able to pull down strongholds, those thoughts and beliefs that have built up this distortion and this illusion in their lives that's keeping them from seeing the truth. I thank You that You are building them up and You are raising them up, that they are able to stand and be unshakable and unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, abounding in Your grace, abounding in the love that You have for them, So I praise you. I give thanks. I thank you. I thank you. Your word goes forth and it goes forth and it accomplishes everything that it was sent to do. I thank you that your promises are true. You are a promise keeper. We thank you for your faithfulness. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And it's in Christ Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. And I look forward to continuing on this message. It's a little short, but I'm going to be digging in a little bit deeper and possibly sharing some, as the Lord leads, I'll share some personal things. I don't like to spend a lot of time focusing on my walk because, you know, all of our walks look a little different, and they should, because we're uniquely designed and we're not all the same, even though there is a common ground for us, because there's nothing new under the sun. But the way the Lord speaks to us, he speaks to us in a very personal way, because no one knows us better than he does. So I'm excited. I'm excited about this new series. Amen. So tomorrow night is Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose. Glory to God. And I believe, what is this Sunday coming up is actually the third Sunday. Okay, so that's going to be Bread of Life at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So Friday Night Joy is 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Bread of Life is on Sunday. This coming third Sunday is 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. Amen. So be blessed with the rest of your day. Go forth knowing that you are living, moving, and having your being in him. Amen. God bless you. I love you.
Say yes when you wake me early in the morning. I'll say yes at the going down of the same. I'll say yes to your will. And I'll say yes to your way. I'll say yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. I'll say forsake me, I'll say yes. If I go by myself, I'll say yes to your will, and I'll say yes to your will. yes, yes, Lord, yes, yes, ooh, yes, oh, yes, yes, yes.
That was Pastor Andrea Rose, and you're listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.